Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. We made it, y'all. It's day 7 of the Wellness and Wahala Prayer and Praise Warrior Fast Challenge. We got here, y'all. February 7th and day 7. And the topic today is renewal of our nations. Praying for our nations. And social justice and harmony. Praying for justice and harmony, and believe this 2024 is a prophetic year. God, he is the judge, the king of kings. He is coming to judge all the Wahala people and corruption in our nation. So, and starting really with the body of Christ. So thank you for all of you that tuned in these past couple of days. We started the first three days with the prayer of personal renewal. Then the following 2 days was focused on the renewal and the ecclesia, the body of Christ. And these last 2 days was focused on the renewal of our nations, national renewal. And our topic today is social justice and harmony. So the anchor scripture is from Micah 6, chapter 8. And I'm reading from the NIV version. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our gods. Whew, that's a good one. So we need to act justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. Those of you that might not know, a fun fact is that my middle name is Mercy. I have a great mercy give, and I show a lot of people mercy. I give them a long rope, but when my patience run out, you go see the line of me. I'm also a Leo, line of the tribe of Judah. So I can be a Wahala person, but I need to grow more in my mercy give, being that my middle name is Mercy, after my mom. So once again, I will read that powerful scripture from Micah 6, 8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. So it's important, especially when we're praying for our nations. Another scripture is Matthew 9, verse 37 to 38. It says, he said to the disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. So there's plenty of work to be done. And we are ambassadors for Christ. So we are all called to be missionaries and laborers and ambassadors, winning souls and in our families, winning souls in our community, and winning souls to the various nations that we are called to for such a time as this. So Jesus taught us to plead with God that he might call, equip, and send laborers into the harvest. There is a lost and dying world waiting to hear the gospel. Yet it can only happen if there are people who are willing to go out and proclaim the gospel to the nations and show people up. It is our responsibility to ask God to raise up new laborers and to pray for those who are already laying down their lives to evangelize the world. ask God to raise up those who have a deep, intimate relationship with Him, mold them and us into powerful witnesses of Christ, and remove anything that will hinder us in our service to Him. We need to ask God to also burden the believers to support those who are called to missions, move upon their hearts to give generously. So I love the ministry, Shape Church, that we are part of. We give to a lot of missionaries overseas. Our former pastor in our other church, we gave to him recently. That's in the Philippines. So we also give to a lot of the nonprofits in our community, and homeless shelters and prisons. So we are called to make a difference and move upon the hearts to give generously, joyously, and sacrificially to the causes of the gospel, both here at home and across the world. Also, I have been quite disturbed about what's going on in Israel, the war, and just praying for peace. And it is written in scripture, specifically in the book of Psalms, 122 verse 6, it says, "Pray for the peace in Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper." Once again, Psalms 122 verse 6. I'm reading from the NLT translation. It says, "Pray for the peace, shalom, in Jerusalem, and may all who love this city prosper." And fun fact, if you look at Jerusalem, J-E-R is actually the beginning of the word Jerusalem, is actually a city in Ethiopia. And then after J-E-R is USA. So I believe Africa and America are going to be key allies in helping Israel in this season. So USA is in the word Jerusalem. And then at the end, Salem, which is also a city in South Africa. So Jer is a city, the beginning of Jerusalem. J-E-R is a city in Ethiopia. So that's just a fun historical fact. And of course, if you look in biblical times, you look at the Ethiopian queen being mentioned. You look at Joseph and Mary fleeing when King Herod was trying to kill Jesus. They fled to Egypt, which is Africa. So Africa is actually a key ally and a strategic continent. And I believe the richest and most blessed continent in the world, and a great partner to Israel and the U.S. Because there's a lot of wahala going on, but we just need to pray for the peace. Continue to pray for peace. It is written in the book of Psalms 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Israel, and the peace in our nation, from America to Nigeria, to Sudan, to across the world. As we see many of today's news events pointing towards the Middle East, specifically the Holy Land of Israel, what's going on, we must fix our eyes even more upon Jesus. The Bible is full of prophecy surrounding Jerusalem and the entire Holy Land. The church, the ecclesia, must come together in faith and love against the forces of destruction. It is our responsibility as God's children to surrender ourselves before the Lord in prayer, asking Him for peace, shalom, and revival in Israel and in our world, and praying for Israel's safety and security against the forces which threaten to destroy her. Lift up our leaders across Africa, all 54 nations across here in America, Canada, Australia, South America, all the different continents. We lift up all of our leaders and we ask God to guide them in their decisions, especially concerning Israel. We lift up Netanyahu, lift up all the IDF soldiers, all the leaders, and that God will guide them and that He will have His way in each of our lands. Excuse me. So, Father, You are the God of Israel, and they are Your people. You named them, and You have been with them since the beginning of time. Lord, cleanse them from their iniquities and pardon all their sins. Raise them up in righteousness, direct all their ways, and save them with an everlasting salvation. I pray for peace, shalom, in the walls of Jerusalem, and prosperity in her palaces. God, Your word tells us that You will call Jerusalem to be at the center of a great world conflict, and it's going on now, the world. is watching as this war unfolds. Out of wish you would deliver your people. You have promised that you would deliver them from all forms of evil. So we plead the blood of Yeshua and your protection over Israel and the people of Israel and all their key allies. It is with the knowledge that we understand the current intensity of Israel conflict, but you also tell us that you have posted watchmen on the walls who won't be silent day and night. We are those watchmen, God. Let us call on you without rest until you establish your kingdom in Jerusalem and make her peace on the earth in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. And Father, your last instruction to us, your church, your ecclesia, was to go out and train everyone to meet far and near in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all you have commanded us in your word and in your Bible. We know that you will be with us as we do this. Day after day, night after night, you have our backs. We pray that as we do this, your word will prosper and that the number of disciples will increase dramatically during this season. Help us to raise up teachers, apostles, prophets who commit themselves to studying the revelation of your living word and teaching it to others so that they can live the truth, in the truth, and in your way, in alignment with you, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you all. And thank you, God, hello, for this opportunity, for this 7-day Oneness and Wahala Pray and Praise podcast. Father, Lord, we commit, O Lord, Father, our nations into your hand, O Lord, Father, our ecclesia, the body of Christ, O Lord, Father, and each and every one of us, our individual hearts, desires, and needs. You know all of those that are listening to us, Father, Lord. Help us to be in alignment with your perfect will for our life, and let your perfect will, not our will, but your perfect will be done in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. We repent, O Lord, Father, for our sins, for the sins of our leaders, for the sins of our nations, O Lord, Father. We intercede and we stand at the gap and we plead, O Lord, Father, in the course of heaven for forgiveness, Father, Lord, because Yeshua Jesus already died and rose on the third day, giving us that resurrecting power and victory over the enemy to silence every accusation of the enemy against us, against our nation, against our people, against our families. Father, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus, O Lord, Father, and we ask you, Lord, Father, to arise and let the enemy be scattered now in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. Pray the enemy's plan against our people, O Lord, Father, our families, our communities, our children, our marriages, our finances, O Lord, Father, let those evil plans be scattered now in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, against our nation, against our people, will be scattered now in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. We pray only your word, only your promises, O Lord, Father, and your prophecies over our lives, over our families, over our communities, over our nations, O Lord, Father. Only your promises shall stand over our lives in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. We pray only your living word, O Lord, Father. Any evil program into the sun and the moon and the stars, let it be canceled and nullified now by the blood of Yeshua, O Lord, Father. Any plan in the enemy's camp, O Lord, Father, cause confusion in their camp and let that camp scatter in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. We praise you, O Lord, Father, from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, O Lord, Father, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, all that you're going to do in our lives, in our nations, in our communities, in our family. Thank you, Lord, for using each and every one as ambassadors for Christ, O Lord, Father. Help us to continue to use our time and our talent and treasure to serve you, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to our children, our marriages, our communities, O Lord, Father, our finances, our businesses, our ministries, O Lord, Father, the body of Christ, O Lord, Father, and to the nations, O Lord, Father. Help us as you've called us to be diplomatic leaders and representatives of heaven here on earth, O Lord, Father. Let your perfect will be done. Order our steps in everything that we do, and let everything that we do be pleasing unto you, Father, Lord. I thank you, O Lord, Father, for blessing us, O Lord, Father. Help us to continue to stay rooted deep in your word in this season, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and let everything else be added unto us. You said we should be still and know that you are God, and that you will fight for us. These battles that we're going through, O Lord, Father, they are not ours, O Lord, Father, they are yours, and you have our back, O Lord, Father, and you just told us to be still and know that you will fight for us, O Lord, Father. It is there, O Lord, Father, you are our shepherd. O Lord, Wali Elusha Agutombi, you are our shepherd. We have everything that we need in you, Father. Father, Lord. And even though we may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we should not fear any evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they come for us. And surely let your goodness and your mercy follow us and our families and our loved ones all the days of our long life. Good health, long life, and prosperity, length of days, and peace, shalom, shall be our portion in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. Pray. We thank you, Lord. We ask for your protection. We ask for your provision. We ask for your direction and your discretion and your wisdom and discernment in this season, Father Lord, and help that your perfect will be done in our lives in every area. In the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. We thank you in advance and we give you all the glory, O Lord Father, because we know overflow of blessing and breakthrough is going to come upon us, O Lord Father, as we complete this fast, O Lord Father. We will not have any backlash of the enemy. We will not have any attack, Father Lord. You will send your heavenly angels, your cherubim, your seraphims to surround us on every side, to surround our families, to surround everything concerning us and our families and our communities and our ministries and our health, O Lord Father. You will protect us on every side in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. But you will protect our homes, protect everybody that's connected to us. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for always having our backs. You are a great God. We give you all the glory. In the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you all, and I wish you no wahala. Bless up.
It doesn't matter how big your storm is. I want to let you know that our God is bigger.
Greater than greatness.
You are greater than